Now, if you do have a rough day, you might want nothing more than to go home and snuggle up to your dog. But a new study suggests that you might be passing your stress on to your dog. Swedish researchers studied 58 dogs over a year and found that dogs actually mirrored their owner's mental health. And it goes both ways. If we reduce our own stress levels, our dogs will be better off too. To talk about the best way to look out for ourselves and our pooches, we've got vet and scholar Bronwyn Debrin Orr on the line with us now. Bronwyn, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
So just how closely do dogs take on their owner's mental health?
Yeah, well, what the study showed was that there was a very significant relationship between the owner and the dog's stress. They found that it was mainly influenced by the owners rather than the dog. So, you know, we've had some people asking whether, well, maybe it's the dogs stressing the owners out, but they did look at, you know, they matched them for breed, age, activity levels, and personality of the dog. And what they found was it was definitely the human stressing out the dog, and that there were some things that influenced the stress more than others, such as human personality traits, as well as the gender of the dog.
How did the gender of the dog influence that?
Well, what they found was that the female dogs actually had a much closer relationship to the stress levels of the humans, of the owner. So female dogs matched more significantly and were more sensitive to the changes. And this is in line to other research that has found that female animals such as rats and chimpanzees have closer social relationships and are much more in tune with other sort of members of the species.
And so what impact does stress have on dogs overall?
Well, I mean, there's lots of different ways that stress can impact dogs, and much like us, it can manifest in lots of different ways. The main thing is that it can lead to, obviously, the development of anxiety and depression in both humans and dogs. And so, you know, long-term chronic stress on its own as well also has a lot of health implications, because stress is a physiological response. It means that it's not just in your head, it's your body too reacts to the cortisol, the stress hormone, by causing increased inflammation. It increases your risk of things like obesity and diabetes. So it definitely has long-term health impacts. And so, you know, for that reason, it's pretty important that both the humans and dogs get their stress under control.
And so how can we best go about doing exactly that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really interesting that the study has shown that owners do influence their dog's stress. It means that really, you know, if owners can work on their stress levels, then by consequence, the dog's stress levels will decrease as well. So I guess the key is just focusing on us and our mental health and making sure that we're doing what we can to de-stress. You know, obviously in our really busy lives, it's hard to do that. And there's some forms of stress that we have no control over. So financial stress and, you know, interrelationship conflict, things like that are very difficult for us to change. But we can take small steps to reduce our stress. Beyond Blue have some really good resources, and also something as simple as just going outside into nature. Plenty of studies have shown that people do feel a lot better and their stress levels reduce when they go for a walk in a park or in the bush. And the good thing is your dog loves that too. So if you go out there with your dog and go for a nice little walk, you know, even every day, that can be enough to just break the cycle a little bit.
Bronwyn, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That was Bronwyn Orr speaking to us about how dogs are mirroring the mental health of their owners.